The executive director of the Swine Health Information Center says the response to African swine fever in Germany is providing information that can be valuable for North America. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center, as part of its March e-newsletter, has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says, when talking about the global swine disease situation, the first thing that comes to mind is African swine fever.
Germany, of course, is one that is of interest because that is a major pork-producing country in the EU. The African swine fever remains in the eastern part of Germany, the spillover from Poland in wild boar, and it also remains in the wild boar. There has not yet been African swine fever that's been found in any of the commercial herds in Germany. So that's a good thing. We're watching that closely. And what we're trying to do especially is watch the way that the German industry, the German government, handled that situation in Germany so we can learn lessons and maybe have some experience that we can look at to apply here if we need that. So right now, the situation in Germany continues to evolve, and there are more and more feral swine that are being found, but it is staying in the feral swine population. They're trying to control that. They're trying to eliminate it as best they can, and some of those procedures are things that we're watching to see how they best do that.
Dr. Sundberg notes African swine fever continues to move in China and in Southeast Asia, and Malaysia has just broken with ASF, both in wild boar as well as in some of the backyard production. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.